Hi, welcome to another Journey podcast. I'm Mito. Thanks for listening. I decided to do away with music at the beginning, the songs anyway. They're going to be sound effects and background music and all that, but probably not going to be much on songs anymore, because at least for the time being. For one, I'm growing a little bit, so I don't want to get in trouble. And also, got several people or fans let me know that last episode I didn't do any music and they preferred that way, so I'm gonna go with that. And it's the way I used to do it anyway, so yeah. I mean, this is a podcast, not a radio station, so what the hell, I'll just stick with talking. If you have a suggestion or a complaint or whatever, anything you want to, or if you just want to talk to me, you can via Twitter at UFO UAP sighting, UFO UAP sighting. That's my Twitter account. You can also go to my website, www.ufo.fish, F-I-S-H. So UFO.fish. And, there'll be other ways to contact me. Right now, I think there's an email and a Twitter connect or link, but I'll have more. You can also leave a review on my show and let me know that way, and that way I can make any changes or keep doing what I'm doing if you like it. Either way, it's fine. I use iPhone mostly, so if you leave a review on Apple iTunes, that's probably the best way. But you can also do it through Anchor or Spotify. There's a way, and there's other ways too. But anyway, so this last week I've been following this Mandela effect, and I mean, it's Mandela effect has been around for a while. We've all heard of it. You're not sure what it is, it's basically having a false memory or remembering something happened and turns out it didn't, like whether it's like a scene in a movie you saw or a video or something that you remember or something happening, but a YouTube video like maybe changes or something, like for example, well, this is what it's named after. Nelson Mandela, who was president in South Africa, had a... Apparently, people remember he died in 1969. And there was a funeral on TV and everything. And everybody remembers this. But yet, he was alive. And he lived to a, elderly age. In his 80s, I believe, and died in like 1990. Somewhere around there. I'm not sure on the exact date he died, but it was not in 1969, which is what people claim to remember. And it's just strange, this Mandela effect. I mean, if you think about it, or if you seen it, and there's some really good channels out there. There's this one called All Time, I think that's the name of it, on YouTube, and he does really good videos on Mandela effect, and he shows all kinds of different weird things, like Britney Spears' video, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Everybody remembers she had a mic in her ear and a plaid skirt, and it's not how it was. In fact, how it was that it, in the video, it's a black skirt and no mic. And I mean, they even made dolls, like Barbie type dolls of Britney Spears with a plaid skirt and a mic. Britney Spears even wore a plaid skirt in remembrance of the video or whatever, and kind of ode to that song. So everybody remembers that, but for some reason it's not that. And there's a lot of things like that. In fact, there's pretty much new Mandela effects on a daily basis. like Ed McMahon from Publishers Clearinghouse back in the 80s. He was on TV in the United States. He was like Johnny Carson's co-host. And he, I remember this very vividly, that he worked for Publishers Clearinghouse Sweepstakes, which was a company that held sweepstakes. And on TV, he would go to homes and hand them checks for $1 million, people who won, who were selected. And you'd receive like this junk mail in the regular snail mail, you know, post office way. And this was prior to email. And I mean, I remember this vividly, him saying he was for Publishers Clearinghouse, and him handing out millions of dollars to people, you know, all the time. There was a commercial, go to people's houses, surprise them, knock on their door, hand them a check for $1 million, and they'd be all shocked. But apparently this didn't happen, or Publishers Clearinghouse denies this happening. They said he never worked for them, he never was a spokesman for them, and he never handed out money for them, for Publishers Clearinghouse. There might be an answer to that one, though. I guess there's another company called American Family Publishing, and which was a competitor to Publishers Clearinghouse, and apparently they did that. They handed out checks for millions of dollars to people. He said he did in a Tom Green interview. One day, you know, before he died, he passed away not too long ago, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, but saying he handed out checks to people. But I don't know, it's just weird. Publishers Clearinghouse is what's in my head as who he worked for, not this American Family Publishing. So it's weird things like that. And not only that, but there's like Mandela effects that we don't remember, like things that come out in history that they announce, or that you see, if you find out about, that you don't remember. Like the pyramid having 8 sides, for one. I always learned the Great Pyramids in Egypt had 4 sides, not 8, but then you find out it does have 8 sides, but that could be just, you know, that could be just something that we never noticed or never missed or missed or just weren't taught in school or whatever. That can be explained. But what can't be explained is this thing called the Black Tom Explosion. So this Black Tom Explosion happened in New Jersey in July 30th, 1916. And Germany came over here to the United States, went into a like munitions depot that were supposed to be supplied to the Allies, and blew it up, and this caused a lot of damage, caused a lot of collateral damage also, because it was a munitions depot, and it killed some people. And they call this the very first terrorist attack on American soil. And I was never taught that in school. I never heard of it till like last week. And anybody who I ask never heard of it. I mean, I've talked to war vets. They've never heard of it. The Black Tom Explosion. Nobody seems to have heard of it, but yet here it is. And when you do searches, Google searches or YouTube searches or just searches, the first mention of it was, at least I found, I think the earliest was like 2008 in a podcast. And I think like in 2016 or something, or 2000, maybe it was earlier. I can't remember, but there's like a YouTube video on it. and when it views the Wayback Machine, which is basically lets you go see what it's the internet back in the day, or it saves the internet, and then you just go to a certain time period, and then you find mentions of whatever, or whatever you want to find, old websites, stuff like that, kind of saves the internet. But there's nothing before that time, 2009, 2008, and the internet had been around for, 15 years, at least publicly, maybe even 20 years by that time, or 10, 15 years, yeah, in 08 anyway. I first used the internet in the mid-90s, like 93, 94, something like that. But there's no mention of it online anywhere. I don't know about books. I haven't really done a lot of research in this. There's this YouTube channel called All Time, and they did a really good video on it. And they do good videos in general, like on Mandela Effect or in all kinds of things. But nobody knows what this Black Tom explosion is. And the thing that gets me is that on September 11, 2001, we all know that we had a terrorist attack on American soil in New York. And they call that like the first international terrorist attack that I remember. Pearl Harbor was war, Oklahoma City was domestic. There are things that happen, but nobody ever mentions the Black Tom explosion, or ever did. But all of a sudden it just pops up. It's just real weird. Something that was never taught in school, never hear of. Just something that all of a sudden one day popped up online. And there's a Wikipedia page on it, and there's websites. And then after this guy made this video about the Black Tom explosion, this all-time channel, he said there was only like one photograph of it. And then all of a sudden, all these videos and pictures and more stuff kept coming up after he talked about it. Like, the more he made it real, the more real it became. It's kind of weird. And so it makes you wonder, what the hell is going on here? I mean, really, what the fuck is going on here? It's like, things are just being created out of thin air. And this Mandela effect thing is real. I mean, this is something that is absolutely real. There's a lot of things. They say Mandela effect started in, I forget the exact date. I forget a lot of stuff, but I do remember that some lady coined the phrase or term Mandela effect in about 2012, maybe, I'm guessing, or no, 2007 and or 2008. And about 6 months prior to coining that phrase, the term Mandela effect, is when CERN turned on the super collider. And so makes you wonder if it's connected somehow. Of course, we don't know. Nobody knows. We can only kind of guess and just kind of say what we might think it is, but there's no way we got an answer for this. No way. But the weird thing about this Mandela effect, the weirdest thing, I think, is that something happens in history or changes in history, but our memories of it does not change. So what does that mean? When you think about it, what does that mean? That our memories don't change. But this does. It's almost like we're on a different timeline or different dimension or something different takes place. That, we're in one place at one point in time, and then we're in another place where things happen differently. It just seems weird, this Mandela effect. It'll drive you nuts if you think about it too nuts, so I recommend don't let it drive you too nuts, because it broke my brain for a day or two when I really, really thought about it. I was just like tripping, you know, like what the hell. It is weird, it's strange. Maybe it's time travelers, you know, maybe people are able, maybe time travel has been created or has been around and they go back and change history in whatever way, you know, but they can't change our memories of this history. They can only change the physical history. Who knows? I mean, it's weird. There's lots of theories on what it is. I mean, I think one of the most popular ones is that it's a glitch in the Matrix, and that we're all in some kind of simulation, and that somehow the simulation has errors, and this Mandela effect is kind of like corrections, or I don't know, something, you know, who knows, but it's something that's that happens. It's weird. That's all I gotta say, is it's weird. It's strange. And, I don't know, it's one of those things we'll probably never get to the bottom of, but, it would be, cool or neat. At least I'd hope to figure it out. This Black Tom explosion is weird. It's a weird one. I mean, if you think, if you're around, you know, or if you remember September 11th, you would think that would be mentioned somehow. You'd think that would be in the minds of people. You'd think it would be in some kind of 9/11 historical video or something, but there's nothing really. All right, I guess I got a Brittany Griner update too. Brittany Griner, the NBA star who was arrested in Russia for marijuana possession. She had, or THC possession, she had a vape pen that contained marijuana or THC. And anyway, I guess she has, on the 25th of this month, has an appeal hearing. And that's where either she'll be sentenced or possibly traded for and released. If you heard my previous show on it, they're talking about trading her for Victor Bout, which is the merchant, the death merchant or something like that. He's an arms dealer that we have. That there's a movie Nicolas Cage stars in. I can't think of the name of it. It's drawn a blank, but anyway, that's all about him. I think Jared Leto's in the movie also. It's a fascinating case, fascinating story. So I guess we'll find out then. Man, she's been in there a while too, which is crazy. Real crazy that how long she's been locked up, and you know, you don't hear a lot about her anymore. You know, it's kind of like on to the next thing. People don't, you know, we have short memories these days. But I'm hoping for her, I'm praying for her, you know, hopefully things go her way. I guess we'll see. I haven't looked too much into this next thing I'm going to talk about, but it's called Kirlian, K-I-R-L-I-A-N, Kirlian photography, and it's basically frequency photography, or it's like techniques used to catch energy, electromagnetic energy, or auras, a person's aura. Or beings, living beings, or it could be a tree, a leaf, a human, a dog, a cat, or it could be anything really. and it captures these kind of rays or light, wavelengths of light. And I guess you can tell a lot about a person, or you can, I don't know, it's known in paranormal circles too, I guess. It's a way to, and it's pretty controversial of, you know, kind of what it is and what it's used for, but it sounds real interesting. But it's really expensive, from what I understand, or it was. Like cameras can cost up to $10,000, but you can build one yourself. Also, you can get directions and instructions how to build it, be able to catch these, and they're kind of stunning images if you look them up. It kind of reminds me of, like, if I don't know, X-ray, but in color, or something like that. I mean, it just shows kind of like energy that surrounds or in, or you know, part of an object or being. So it's pretty neat, pretty cool stuff, that Curlane photography. But yeah, it's, I guess it's supposed to catch your aura. So that's really neat. I mean, you know, that invisible energy we all walk around with, and I'm sure it probably changes, you know, throughout our days, where we have different emotions and different energies that we let off, you know, and vibrations, and that probably changes. And so I'm curious about that. It seems really neat. It's like a, you know, something that would be pretty cool. If you want to look it up, it's called Curlian, K-I-R-L-I-A-N, photography. I guess the last thing, which isn't really, it's something weird, pyramids. People have been getting dreams, individuals. I guess this is a phenomenon. It's real weird, but I guess the government even knows about this. But people get dreams on and instructions on how to build a pyramid as a communication device. And the way it's described is like some kind of alien or some kind of being, entity, will come to a person in their dreams and then give them precise directions on how to build something. And it's been proven that this is real, and it's been proven that it's like a person with no engineering or technical skills will all of a sudden get these directions on how to build this amazing, complicated object. And nobody, you know, people are just baffled and just kind of like, how the hell did you come up with that? You know, it's like, you know, take a piece of glass and then take some mercury and mix it with salt and take a copper coil and put it together in a vacuum, and, you know, all these weird directions that and the end product is supposed to be some kind of communications device with some kind of being, kind of like a radio, an alien radio, or I don't know what else to call it, but it's this weird phenomenon that happens to people once in a while. And and I guess the reason why I'm saying this is because this lady who was into Curlian photographer, she was like a famous actress out of Italy. She was really into Curlian photography and is famous for it. I can't think of her name right now, but she got one of those dreams. And she was an actress who knew nothing of anything back in the, you know, 60s or 70s. And all of a sudden gets this dream on how to build this pyramid. And tries to build it, and I guess she built it and got some messages or something. It's wild, strange, weird world we live in. I mean, That's all I can say about that is we live in a crazy world. And if you're looking for it, you're going to find weirdness. That's for sure. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for listening. Please share, tell your friends, tell your family, tell people about this show. I would appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter at UFO UAP Sighting. Go to my website, ufo.fish. And have a great night, everybody, and I'll be back soon. Bye.
Hot diggity dog.
All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, W-A-X, Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming and or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel.